Aren't the Wildcats and the Fighting Illini here at Wrigley Field today? And the Cats got the ball first after Illinois won the toss and elected to defer their choice to the second half. The Wildcats ended up with a 21-yard Luke Akers field goal in the game, and that put them up 3-0. Illinois then got the ball on their own 27-yard line. On the second play, quarterback Luke Altmaier connected for 43 yards to Zachary Franklin down to the Northwestern 30, and this was the very next play. The Illini now threatening to give Loughery. Loughery breaks free. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Illinois. A 28-yard run for Loughery. And just like that, Illinois, in three plays, takes the lead. Officially a 30-yard touchdown, 7-3 in favor of the Illini. Wildcats then drove from their own 25-yard line down to the Illinois 10, where they had third down and 8. Jack Losh was intercepted by Illinois' Xavier Scott, who returned it to the 5-yard line, where he was tackled by wide receiver Drew Wagner. That turned out to be critical because Illinois was pinned back on their own 5, and that would lead to this. On second down, Altmaier's going to throw, looking to the left. Now his pass is tipped and intercepted. This is going to be a pick six. Devin Turner, touchdown Northwestern. The Wildcats with a pick six, and they take the lead with 2:14 to go in the first. A 13-yard return for Turner, 10-7 Northwestern. Illinois answered right back as the first quarter ended, starting for their own 35. On the last play of the first quarter, this had followed a holding call that put them in a first and 20. They had third and 15, and Altmaier connected for 38 yards to wide receiver Colin Dixon. That got the ball down to the Northwestern 5-yard line. And to start the second quarter, they had first and goal at the 5. They got it down to the 1, and Altmaier called his own number. Third and goal out of the eye for the Illini. Under center, Altmaier sneaking for it. Altmaier over the line. Did he get in? No indication yet. With Mueller signaling.
Yeah.
Cats have that touchdown. There it is. Touchdown, Illinois. Looked like he had enough. And the Illini go back in front with 13:16 to go here in the half. 14-10, and as it turned out, Illinois was ahead to stay. But later in the second quarter, the Wildcat defense would once again come up with a big takeaway. Same guy again. Waits the snap from Kreutz. Here it is. Drops to throw. Altmaier pumps once. Now he's going deep down the near side. Intercepted by the Wildcats. Intercepted. Devin Turner's got his second of the game. Yep, and that set the Cats up at their own 14-yard line, and they would eventually try a long field goal as the first half ended. 44-yarder by Luke Akers was no good. Into the third quarter, 14-10, Illinois, opening series of the second half, and it only took the Illini two plays to get back on the board. Once second down, they'll hand it off Loughery, and Loughery breaks free at the 45-40. It's a foot race now to the 20, near side 10-5, touchdown. 63 yards for Loughery, his second long touchdown run of the game. And in the opening minute of the third quarter, Illinois has its largest lead. Cats then went 3-and-out on 3rd-and-1. Jack Lausch's pass was incomplete, forcing a punt. Illinois took over on their own 38. This time it took them 5 plays to get on the board. In a 7-second down and 3. Altmaier back in the shotgun. Snapped Altmaier. Looks right. Now still looking. Still looking. Now he floats down the right side. There's Brian.
There he
cuts
is.
Cuts inside 20. 15. 10. 5. He's in. Touchdown. 43 yards to Pat Bryant. 28-10. Illinois. The Cats would get a field goal to cut it to 28-13 with 5.5 left in the third. And then after coming up with a sack, Anto Saka with a sack of quarterback Luke Altmyer. The Wildcats got the ball in great field position at the Illinois 39. It took them just five plays to get in the end zone. Hanning in the backfield. He'll go in motion. Snap to left. He'll loft it right side. Hanning's there. Touchdown! A.J. Hanning. Right corner of the end zone. What a day he is having on senior day. A.J. with his 10th reception of the day. And the Wildcats have crept right back into this game with a minute 34 to go in the third quarter. Yep, it was 28-20 at that point, and it would remain that way until in the fourth quarter, about 12 minutes to go, another long run for Loughery, 31 yards to make it 35-20, and the Illini would add a field goal after a fumble by freshman quarterback Ryan Bowe, recovered by the Illini at the Northwestern 6-yard line, leading to a 24-yard David Alano field goal to make it 38-20. The Wildcats, though, in the last 2 minutes of the game, would tack on their final points of the season. Here's the snap. Lausch to throw it here on first down to Gordon at the goal line. Touchdown, Thomas Gordon. And he swings for the fences after he hauls it in. A la the Bears' Cole Kmet. Just the second touchdown of his career. It comes on senior day. And the extra point was good. A pass, the two-point conversion, a pass from Lausch to tight end Marshall Lang. And that would end the scoring 38-28.